Come on in.
Hi. Where is he?
Fanny, the Haitian with dreadlocks. She took him to the barbershop. He should be back any minute.
What a job. Taking care of crazy people.
He's not crazy. He's sick. Nobody wants to be here.
I know. It's just so frustrating. Good days, bad days, a treadmill to nowhere.
He knew who I was today. He remembered Uncle Cecil.
Mr. Martin, be in the end of the hall by the fish tank. He be ask if you sit a spell out there.
Yes, please, get me out of this room.
I'll take his cigar box. Don't forget to record him.
There he is. Hello, Martin. I've been waiting to talk to you. You were about to tell me how you got Heaven's Rain, but you fell asleep.
I did? When?
Yesterday. You told us that you got the horse from the guy with the funny name. Yule?
Yule K. Dobbs.
Yes. From the AA meetings. For staying sober.
How do you know about that? Those meetings are private.
You told... Well, I don't care about any old meetings. I just want to know about the horse. Did you get her when she was a baby?
She was a yearling. That means she was 1 year old. She got culled from the pack of Yuli's horses going to sale.
Culled?
A few babies from a farm might be too small, or they might stand crooked. They are rejects. Yule kept the cream of his crop for racing, culled a couple, and then sold the rest. In 55, he culled two of them. Both were well-bred, but one had a big old knot the size of a coconut on the top of her back knee. The other filly towed in. Those were the two horses that Ted and me had dangling on the line if we didn't fall off the wagon for 6 months.
And you both made it?
Yes, ma'am. We made the meetings. They weren't easy. We leaned on each other. But we got our sobriety coins. Mine is inside this box. This is it right here.
How did you choose?
Flip this coin. Both of us wanted the filly who towed in. Neither one of us liked the look of that knee. Ted won. He took the towed in filly and walked off with her as happy as a clam.
I guess it's true. Life can be a coin toss.
Yes, ma'am. And this is the damnedest thing, but I swear it's true. For some reason, I don't know why, that filly looked me square in the eye, pawed at the ground 3 times, and at that moment, I knew she was going to be something special.
And she was?
Well, this ain't no fairy tale, Missy. It took years and plenty of work, like it always does, to get a baby horse onto the racetrack. They all need time to grow up and learn lessons.
Let me get this straight. Yule, the man who steered you to AA, gave you this horse, no strings attached?
No strings. Yule giving away two of his horses may sound unusual. Nice thing to do, but it wasn't $1 million.
Never asked for a dime when she won money racing.
Nope. He didn't need any dimes from me. He probably had $1 million back when $1 million was real money. If you think about it, he was giving me a horse that he didn't want, a horse that nobody wanted. And Heaven wasn't completely free. Yule took feed money from my paycheck, and when I worked with the filly, it always had to be after my work day when everyone else was off the track.
What about her bad knee?
That big knee was gone in a few weeks. It went down like air out of a carnival balloon. That happens sometimes. Maybe she got kicked in the field by another baby, maybe it was an infection, but whatever it was, the swelling went away. Of course, other problems poked their head up from time to time. They always do with racehorses. But that knee was fine till the day Heaven died.
Problems?
Time problems. You see, every single racehorse turns 2 when the clock strikes 12 on New Year's Eve. Doesn't matter the real day of their birth. Every horse born that year is 2 years old on January 1st.
That's a strange idea.
It's for racing reasons that they mess with the birthdays like that. In the summertime, when they are 2... if they can get around a racetrack fast enough, they can race for money against all the others that are 2. Heaven wasn't in a hurry to be a racehorse. Couldn't get her to beat a plow horse when she was 2. She wasn't even ready in the early summer when she turned 3. It wasn't until June 23rd, 1958, that she got to racing. But my, oh my, when she got the hang of things, that filly could fly.
Fly to fame and riches.
No, ma'am. Heaven flew into storms, terrible storms.
Storms?
I hate to break up this party, but Mr. Martin, it'd be time for me to roll you to therapy.
Martin, tomorrow, I want you to tell me about those storms.
I'll do my best.